It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Old Man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along.
Is it stormy enough for you out there? More rain and wind are in store this weekend and likely flooding, thanks to the atmospheric river that's been pummeling us. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about how this atmospheric river is coming from the west. It's not a Pineapple Express. First, Cliff, how is this affecting the weather and the forecast?
Well, it's an extraordinarily long atmospheric river that extends, well back towards Japan. Atmospheric rivers are these currents of large amounts of water vapor, and they're generally kind of warm as well. Now, most of the time, our atmospheric rivers come from around Hawaii, so we call them Pineapple Expresses. But this one's different. Because of the configuration of the atmosphere with a big ridge over the Pacific, it's causing this moisture to go northward in the western Pacific and then angle in towards us, going across thousands of miles, practically due west to east. It's amazing. Now, there isn't a lot of rain with the river when it's offshore, but when this moist air approaches and is forced to rise by our mountains, it dumps huge amounts of precipitation. In fact, that's what's happening. I was looking at the rainfall totals this morning for just the last 24 hours. Some places on the Olympics have gotten 10 or 11 inches of rain. I mean, that's pretty amazing, and a lot of that happened in 12 hours. The North Cascades, they're getting some of that as well, and 3 to 4 inches have already fallen. And this is not over. And in fact, it's going to be in multiple steps. So we have one event that is occurring today, and the rain's going to continue. Then the atmospheric river will slowly slide southward tonight and tomorrow. And there's going to be a break, sometime tomorrow afternoon. Then another atmospheric river will probably come in later tomorrow, and the rain will pick up again. And then I expect a break later on Sunday as we get into drier and cooler air.
So cooler air, this is a cooler event than we typically experience with those Pineapple Expresses, right?
That's right. Most atmospheric river events are quite warm. This one's not as warm because of the trajectory of the air. Now, that's very important, especially for our ski lovers. We had a lot of snow this week, and a number of ski areas have gotten close to enough snow to open. A lot of them have at least a foot, maybe 2 feet. So what we wanted to do is maintain that snow and not lose too much of it in this atmospheric river, and I think that's happening. Then, as the atmospheric river moves past us, we're going to get into cooler, more unstable air, and there'll be snow with that. So I'm very optimistic for skiing for Thanksgiving now, because we got quite a bit of snow. This atmospheric river is not going to melt it all out, just maybe 10, 15%. And then we're going to be hit by substantial snow, probably 10 to 20 inches in some places next week. So I think there's a really good chance that some of our local ski areas will open. And in fact, Whistler has announced that it's going to open on the 19th. I think there's a good chance for Baker, maybe even for Stevens and Crystal. So that's the progression. Cooler and snowier later on, but we have to get through these atmospheric rivers first.
Yeah, what about the flood risk? That sounds pretty serious.
That's right. We have large amounts of rain in the Olympics. Some of those rivers are going to get near flooding. But what I'm really worried about are the western Washington rivers, things like the Skykomish, the Homish, and others. The Cascades are getting hit quite hard. Many of the drainages will have 5 to 10 inches before this is over. And the National Weather Service is forecasting moderate floods on several of these rivers. So that's one thing people have to be very, very careful about. Never drive across even what seems to be relatively shallow water across roadways. Now, one interesting thing is when we have rain on the snow, not all the snow melts and not all the water is lost. Once you have a snowpack down, some of the water refreezes in the snowpack and is retained. In fact, that's why we have what we call cascade concrete around here. The rain can freeze in the snow and become this ice layer. And I think a little of that's going to happen here during the next day or two, and then we'll get some fresh snow on top of it.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.